All the hits on 98.5 start out of 8 today. Appreciation Day for teachers. Teacher Appreciation Day today. So show those teachers some love.
Did you have a favorite teacher back in the day?
I had a ton of them. Mr. Stensberg.
Okay.
History teacher. Outstanding.
Oh, history, though. Not one of my favorites.
Loved it. I loved Mr. Wigman, who I still see every once in a while at school. He was my English teacher. Mrs. Van Rossum also taught English.
Mm-hmm.
She was awesome. I just loved diagramming sentences when I was in school. I know that sounds weird, but I loved it.
What does that mean?
Diagramming a sentence?
I don't think we did that at Laetonia. I've talked about my school days before.
Oh, that's
not
true.
Not the highest quality of preparing students for the world around them. No, I passed, but it didn't take much. Believe me. I'm being serious. But what does that mean?
You never had the joy of diagramming a sentence?
I don't think so. Well, I don't think we did that.
Let me show you. So I'm just going to write a sentence here.
Okay.
The dog in the house is big.
Okay, that is a terrible sentence.
It's just off the top of my head.
Not a good one.
What you would do then is the, here's how you diagram it then. So let me just quickly diagram this sentence. Okay, and then.
Okay, but like
the prepositions
what is
and things.
What is that?
That's how you diagram a sentence.
That looks like Common Core math equation.
Whatever.
For the sentence that is terrible to begin with. What's the end game of doing this?
To understand the English language.
From that sentence.
Pretty obvious that
probably
should have done a little more of that in Laetonia. Maybe you wouldn't stumble around so much.
Oh, really? I'm going to diagram something. Ta-da! Right in your face. But what I'm saying is what would be the point of doing that? Like, why would you sit down and do that?
To learn the sentences and learn where to adverbs and prepositions and things. What do you mean, why do it?
I don't think we did that.
Well, that's obvious you did. But anyway, I used to love it. So thank you, Mr. Wigman.
At what age would you do that? Like, what part of your learning career?
Like sixth grade, maybe? Something like that.
Okay. I would think by then you would know how to make a sentence.
Yeah, I know. But diagramming it was, it's a picture of language is really what it is. It's a... think about that. How deep is this?
Read your sentence again so we can all picture this.
Shut up.
Read it exactly how you wrote it.
Shut up. This is just something that I just made up just now.
From your diagramming days,
obviously. Okay.
It taught you well. It prepared you for this moment. Read your sentence.
The dog in the house is big. Read that.
That's a terrible sentence.
Here, diagram this one then. Here's another one that's really, really good.
Okay.
He was an old man who fished alone in a skiff in the Gulf Stream, and he had gone 84 days now without taking a fish.
That's all one sentence?
That's all one sentence.
That is a run-on sentence.
And this is how you would diagram it, see?
That's a terrible sentence.
It looks just like the one I did. See? My map looks just like this diagram.
You need to go back to school and talk to some of these teachers.
I do. Okay.
Yes.
Right. Anyway, National Appreciate Your Teacher Day, so do it. Thank you, guys. Star 98.
Steve and Laura.
They're so funny.
Love you guys.
Star 98.